Welcome to the Redeeming Roots podcast, hosted by me, Megan Barrett. One thing I've learned in my own life and from the women I've coached is that when things aren't going the way you want, there's a reason. The truth that most people don't know is that your unconscious beliefs are hiding beneath every decision in your life and are directly responsible for creating your results. Here on the podcast and inside my coaching programs, we dig deep to get to the root of what's happening. Not only to heal the past, but to rewrite the script. So whether you want to grow your own business, become a more patient mom, or just heal your past wounds and live into the real you, I'm here to guide you towards a life that's rooted in love, truth, and authenticity, where you are able to fully trust and lean into your own intuition. Thanks for being here. Let's dig into today's episode. Welcome to the podcast today. I am really excited to be here with you. I'm recording this podcast late night, the night before it's going to be released. And I have so many reasons that I'm doing that, but I'm not going to get into all of those reasons right now. I do want to talk, though. I wanted to record this because I wanted to release a podcast episode this week. I took last week off from the podcast and just took kind of like a rest week. And it was really, really supportive for me. Took some time to do some reflection. Still kind of in that getting back into it kind of energy. But I wanted to record a podcast to be released, this one right here. And I want to talk about goals. And I want to talk specifically about how some people have a resistance to setting a goal. And so I want to talk about that. I want to talk about some reasons why maybe you have resistance for setting goals. I want to talk about how to move through that and how to use goals in a way that is actually supportive for you and doesn't get you into like a spiral of negative thoughts and doesn't, bring up really bad situations in the past when you've really been working hard towards a goal and it just, you landed in burnout. That's not what we want. And so I want to empower you. I want to encourage you. And I want to show you through some of the things I want to share that it's possible that you are thinking of goal setting or just goals in general with a very limited view. And I want to expand that for you today. So I want you to think about when I say goal setting, or I want you to set a goal. When I say something like that, what comes up for you? Is your immediate response like a clenching in your body? Do you feel really contracted? Maybe you feel excited. I want to know, like, bring that to mind because that's important. It's really important to start recognizing these first thoughts and the first feelings and the first things that come to mind when things are brought to your attention. So some people go through a period where they're all about like productivity and time management, and they set all these goals. They have a goal for every area of their life. And maybe you've done that. Maybe you've had like a planner. I've seen those that have, I have my water intake goal for the day. I have my food. I have my all these different things. And you can kind of get burned out on goals. It can even push you to burnout because you're constantly kind of pushing and pushing and pushing in ways that aren't necessarily supportive for you. So that might be you. And if that's you, cool. Like, tuck that away in your brain for a minute. Some people have resisted goals because of an experience in their past where maybe they were working towards something and it just never happened. And so now you associate goals with being disappointed And so when I say, all right, we're going to set a goal, the first thing that comes to your mind is, well, I don't want to feel like that again. So I'm just not going to set a goal at all. If that's you, tuck it into your mind. Set it aside for now. I'm just giving you some scenarios to get your brain really seeing how you might be interacting with this idea of goals. It could be that you've decided at some point that you're just, you know, quote, I'm not that kind of person. I'm not the type of person who sets goals. I just let things happen. Maybe you're kind of like a go with the flow kind of a person. And so maybe all three of these resonate with you, maybe one, maybe none. The point is, we all have different experiences with goals. And often we've had a time in our life where goals weren't supported for us. And so maybe we have these like preconceived notions of what it means to set a goal. And I want to talk about that. I want to talk about that resistance that we have, that first initial resistance. If you have any sort of resistance to setting a goal, I want to talk about that. Because I also want to challenge, you know, the status quo about goals that's out there. We've heard about like SMART goals, right? The specific and measurable and actionable. That's taught a lot. If you just Google like setting a goal, I'm sure you'll find multiple articles that talk about you need to set a SMART goal. And I want to challenge that one because I think some goals are helpful if they are, you know, SMART goals, the specific and measurable. But I think if the goal is really big, if it's kind of like one of those someday goals, like not something that you're going to reach in like the next 4 or 5 weeks, if it's like a 5-year goal, those goals I don't think are helpful. I don't think the SMART goals are helpful when it's one of those big like someday goals. Because what happens is it feels so big. And then we feel like, oh, I have to put a timeline on it. It has to be measurable. Maybe I want to make $1 million in the next 5 years. And that feels so big that you just don't even know where to start. And it almost sets you back. Like maybe you were excited thinking about it, but it sets you back so you're not doing anything about it. And that's not what we want. That's not a supportive goal. So what I help my people with inside Beyond Burnout, one of my programs, is I help them create like a baby goal. And we use like a baby SMART method. So what that means when I say that, what I mean by that is you have your big goals, right? Everybody comes in with like a big goal. I want to be doing this. I want to do this. And it's like kind of a lofty, if you know where you're starting from and you have this goal, it would be a big first step. It'd be like if you're on one side of a river and you're trying to get to the other side, it'd be like jumping across the entire river, which is it's a big task. And so what we do inside the first week is really like, what's the first step? Like, what's that first boulder that you can hop onto to get you one step? That's like the baby. It's like a baby goal. And for that kind of a goal, I think the SMART goals are so helpful because that's something you can achieve in like 4 or 5 weeks. So yeah, you can put a timeline on it. And even if you don't get all the way there, you're going to see significant progress in just a few weeks. And so I want you to, as you're thinking about goals, I want to encourage you, sure, have those like big someday goals. Have those things that are like, I want to have a vacation house and I want to have a retreat center. Whatever those are, that's great. However, I think just be aware that some of the teachings out there about goals may be hindering you rather than helping you. I also want to challenge the idea of the hustle culture. Because when I first started in my online business journey, the messaging was, you just gotta hustle. You gotta push. You gotta work. Every time, every chance you get, you gotta be working. You need to be doing the things that are important in your business, and you gotta go, 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 go. For me, that was not supportive. It worked for a little while, which is why people keep talking about it. But eventually I just like kind of crashed and burned, and I burned out on my business, kind of burned my business to the ground and started in a way that was totally anti-hustle culture. So I want to like shift, you know, instead of hustle culture, maybe we can call it know your limits culture. I think human design is super helpful with this conversation because you can kind of get a feeling for how am I designed, like how much energy do I really have, especially if you're not super in touch with that. If you haven't spent some time really feeling out like, do I have the energy to be doing this task today? Do I want to be doing this task? If you haven't spent that time, human design can be almost like an objective, like, oh, here's my chart and here's my energy centers and I have these energy centers. So that might mean this type of work situation would be supportive for me. This many days of work, or here's how I know it's time to stop working. So I think also with goals, we often associate, you know, if I'm going to be someone who sets a goal, that means I'm a driven person. Like I have these goals, I'm moving forward, I'm pushing forward. Even if you're doing it like, you know, knowing your limits, I think we can still, like when I see things online, I still think that we are talking about goals with like an aura of stress around it. And so it's like in order to be, you know, I'll just throw some goals out there. In order to be like health conscious, a health conscious person, oftentimes that's talked about in a way where you have to feel kind of stressed. Like you have to have like all this control over it and you have to do all these certain things in order to have a certain goal. Maybe it's like a weight loss goal. Or, you know, just because you're an entrepreneur and you're trying to grow your business, that doesn't mean that it has to be stressful. It can actually, it can feel however you want it to feel is kind of what I want to share. So often we feel like the stress that surrounds this concept of goals comes from, it's there because we feel like there's maybe only one way to do it. And so maybe you're like a mom and an entrepreneur, and the only thing you've ever seen is like people who are really stressed running businesses and having a family. And so maybe you just don't even know what's possible. Maybe you're like, I have this business and I want to grow it to a certain income level, maybe like, you know, 5-figure months or 100K a year. You might even resist setting that goal. Like you might have that desire inside, but you're ignoring it or you're pushing it down because you think that has to happen in a certain way. Maybe you think if I want to reach X amount of dollars a month, that means, you know, fill in the blank, bring to awareness what these things are you're associating with the goals that you have and admit the goals that you have. Like I 100% believe that if you have a desire inside of you, it's there for you. Like it's there for your benefit, and not only for your benefit, but it's there for the benefit of the people around you, your family, your community. The world needs you to step into that vision and that desire and that goal and say, yeah, I do have this goal and I'm open to whatever way that I get to move towards it. I'm open to the different possibilities. Like maybe, for example, maybe if someone is trying to grow their business to 5-figure months, they might have this preconceived notion that in order to do that, well, I have to, you know, I have to have a team. I have to have, you know, at least 3 or 4 people on my team in order to grow to that size. Or maybe you have this preconceived notion that if I want to grow my income to a certain level, oh, I have to be posting on Instagram this many times a week, and I have to be on YouTube, and then I have to be on my email list, and I have to have, like, maybe it's like where you have to be showing up. But I want you to know that there are so many ways that you can make it to whatever goal you have. There are people who create 100K businesses and bigger, even like $1 million businesses, just selling digital products. There are people who make it to whatever level you want to throw in there, $1 million business, only with one-on-one coaching. There are people who make it to that level with only group coaching. Like, I think that it's so helpful to have a coach in your corner, someone in your corner who's listening to you as you're processing and thinking through your goals in a safe space where you feel like, I can actually admit that I have this goal. Like, maybe you've been keeping it a secret, but you admit, you know, I actually really want to help in this way. I actually really want to have this size of business. And having someone who can reflect back and say, you know, what I'm hearing is that you are making an assumption that it has to be a certain way. I've had many experiences with a coach that I'm working with where that's happened. And I've just like been sharing something and she'll say, I think that you're making an assumption here. Like, what if it didn't have to be that way? And those conversations are some of the most expansive conversations. And I've taken so much away from those because it kind of like blows the sides off the box in my brain. It's like, oh, it could be any way I want it to be. And it's one of those things that I kind of have to continually be reminded. And I think we all do, because our brain likes to kind of build boxes. And it's like, okay, well, this goes into this box. And if you want to do it like that, that's going to be over there in that box. And, you know, that's going to go over here in this other box. And if I want to do it like, you know, if I want to do that, I have to go do it like that. You know, our brain really likes to organize things for us. Thank you, brain. And sometimes what we need is an outside perspective to be like, what if you could do it differently, right? And so it's like one of my favorite things to do is to hear that and be like, oh my goodness, I can like expand their world right now with my clients. That's so fun. But I want to bring this back to where we started, just talking about our past experiences with goal setting is going to determine our future experience with goal setting until you decide that you want it to be different. So, like I said, one of the ways I help my clients, the people in my world, is just by expanding their idea of what's possible. And it's just so powerful. If you've ever had this situation where you've been really, it's almost like, you know, you hear about like you have blinders on, you know, like horses have blinders on to keep them really focused on what they're doing. Like focus straight ahead, keep their eyes straight ahead. It's like our brains kind of do that without us really noticing. And so it can be so helpful. You know, I picture like if I actually had blinders on like horses have. You know, I'm like, if you can't see me right now, but I'm like putting my hands, you know, closing off my peripheral. If I was living like that, and then someone came and they like actually took off that thing that was like on my head, I'd be like, wow, I can see so much more with that thing off of my head. And I think there's a time to focus and there's a time to kind of have that like laser focus on like the thing you're doing, the thing in front of you. But what I want to add to the conversation and what I want to contribute to this right now in this moment is I think when we're setting our goal, that's not the time to put the blinders on. When we're setting our goal, that's the time to take the blinders off and just kind of take a look, like take it all in. What are my possibilities? What are the options here? And even kind of start to play with like, how might it feel if I had a $100,000 business? How might that feel in my body? Notice those thoughts that are coming up. Bring them to your awareness and write them down. Work with them with your coach. Bring them to me. We can work through them. Journal through them. Figure out where they're coming from. What are those associations you have with goal setting? And really tap into that feeling. Like, how do I want this to feel? What would need to be possible? What would need to be true for me to achieve this goal and feel this way? Like, kind of make that feeling a non-negotiable. Stress is not an option. Burnout is not an option. We're working towards something like excitement and like joy and peace and fulfillment and satisfaction. How can you achieve your goal and feel those things? And what needs to be true to make those things actually happen? So I mentioned my program, Beyond Burnout. It's not open right now. I will be opening it at some point this summer. And I would love for you to join the waitlist. You can go to redeemingrootscoaching.com/BB and join the waitlist if you're at least a little bit intrigued or curious about what I'm talking about here, or you want to know more about Beyond Burnout. By joining the waitlist, you will join my email list. And over the next 8 or so weeks, I'm going to be sharing to my email list in my newsletter, just some like goal setting tips, some maybe mindset shifts around goal setting, some tips on how to set the goal or reach the goal. And I want to be talking about this because I think, first of all, I can't not talk about it. If you ask people in my life, I've always been the person who I get stuff done. Like I do what I say I'm going to do. If I want to do something, I go and do it. And I think that that's something that I can contribute to my clients, the energy of my clients, the energy in my containers. But I like, not only do I have that kind of like, I can get stuff done kind of vibe to me, I also have a very strong, like on the opposite end almost, very strong balance of like, no, rest is essential. Like I'm not pushing through my boundaries. I'm not neglecting my self-care. I'm not going over any limits to where I'm depleting anything in my body. My physical health is extremely important. My mental health is extremely important. And I think I haven't seen anyone in this space talking about how do you be driven and how do you, you know, be an entrepreneur or just, you know, career driven even. How do you do that in a way that's like nourishing to your body, in a way that you don't have to burn out and you don't have to push and hustle? So I'm going to be talking about this type of stuff for the next several weeks. And I'm excited to kind of kick off the conversation with this podcast. And I would love it, first of all, join the waitlist for Beyond Burnout. But also reach out over on Instagram if you heard this, if you listened to this, and let me know your thoughts. Because I really do want to start this conversation, not just in your head, but I want to start it like in the world. And so share with me what you're thinking, what you're feeling. What are your thoughts on goals? Share that with me. And I'm excited to get this started. Thanks so much for being here.
Hey, look at you go. You made it all the way to the end of the episode. That is something to celebrate. Do you know how many people don't finish the things they start? If you liked this episode and want to support me and my mission to help people find purpose, heal their past, and get results, share the love. It would be amazing if you would leave a rating and review or take a screenshot and share it on social media. And if you're ready to dig deep, do the work, and get results, head on over to redeemingrootscoaching.com to join the email list and book a discovery call to see if working together would be a good fit. Thank you so much for listening today. See you next time.